The High Court in Pretoria found that some of the Life Isidimeni deaths were negligently caused by former Gauteng Health MEC, Dani Mahlangu, and former Mental Health Director, Dr. Makgabo Manamela. Judge Munwa Tefo, who headed the inquest, handed down judgment on Wednesday afternoon. The inquest was investigating who was responsible for the deaths of 144 patients after 1,711 mentally ill people were transferred from Life Isidimeni facilities to ill-prepared NGOs in 2015 and 2016.
Were negligently caused by the conduct of Ms. Dorothy Dadani Mahlangu and Ms. Dr. Makgabo Manamela. Ms. Mahlangu proceeded to terminate the contract between Life Isidimeni Care Center and the Gauteng Department of Health, despite numerous expert advice and warnings from the professionals in mental health and stakeholders. The deceased were further moved out of the Life Isidimeni facilities to NGOs, which were not equipped and inexperienced to give proper and adequate care. The deceased were further moved out of the Life Isidimeni facilities to NGOs, which were not equipped and inexperienced to give proper and adequate care in providing the requisite mental health care. Conduct led to the regrettable and unfortunate deaths, some of which could have been avoided. In respect of Dr. Makgabo Manamela, she proceeded to hastily facilitate the implementation of the plan, the project plan, or what we call the termination plan, against expert advice from professionals and stakeholders. She could have saved the many lives as she visited the NGOs and could see that they were not adequately equipped and some of the personnel were not adequately qualified to care for the mental health care users.
Speaking earlier in the day to Times Live reporter Kanyisile Ngcobo, Elizabeth Pangela, who lost her son Sizwe, tells how she felt leading up to the judgment.
The final judgment for Judge Sifone. It was on 2 days ago, 1 day ago. I'm not sure. Since on that day,
Since receiving the message about the judgment, I've been having an ongoing headache that would not go away. I didn't take it lightly as just a headache, and today I woke up with chest pains. It just goes to show that this stress has opened up old wounds.
Like, I'm not coping emotionally, like, I'm dead to square one, and of which 8 years young, would never give me a final judgment.
I am not coping. It took them 8 years to come up with a final judgment.
It's like
we are not important. Chair of the Life Isidimeni Family Committee and nephew to a survivor, Andrew Peterson, says the judgment has brought a sense of closure.
You know, we feel quite vindicated. You know, this is quite in line with what the arbitration came up, you know, and we felt vindicated now. Now we've gone deeper into, feeling a sense of vindication and a sense of closure. Because now it has been pinned down to two individuals, you know, specifically to say that due to negligence on their part, in the circumstances that negligence created in the NGOs, it resulted in people not having sufficient food and sufficient water to drink, and not getting their tablets and their files having been misplaced so that they don't get the right medication for their comorbidities and so on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so all that is fantastic. And then it's linked down to two individuals, Manamela, Dr. Manamela, and the previous MEC, Kaitani Mashango. So yeah, we have that. And we know that that means that we can now have a process that will lead to a criminal case, that will lead to hopefully people finding themselves incarcerated.
Reporting 4 Times Live, I'm Demi Buzo.